Hello and happy Monday, August 30th. Here is your daily news update brought to you by The Filter. Kanye West claimed late Sunday that it wasn't his idea to release his new album, Donda. Universal put my album out without my approval, the rapper wrote in an Instagram post. West also alleges that Universal blocked Jail 2 from being on the album. The track, which features DaBaby and Marilyn Manson, was not initially available, but was eventually added. Earlier, West shared screenshots of text messages from his manager that suggested Jail 2 was being held up by a dispute over DaBaby's verse. Donda, West's 10th studio album and first since 2019's Jesus is King, has 27 tracks and clocks in at nearly 2 hours. Guest artists include Jay-Z, Travis Scott, Lil Baby, Kid Cudi, Pusha T, and of course, Canada's The Weeknd on Hurricane. The album was set for release in July, but was delayed several times. By releasing it on Sunday, West got a head start on Drake, who has confirmed this morning that his highly anticipated Certified Lover Boy will drop on Friday. Corey Taylor has said that he probably contracted COVID-19 from a, quote, selfish fan who came to a show unvaccinated. The 47-year-old Slipknot and Stone Sour singer said he is fully vaccinated and shared the news earlier this month that he also tested positive for COVID-19 after doing a performance in support of his debut solo album. I try to keep my mask up the entire time. You try to trust that people are vaccinated or they're masking up and they're social distancing and at least testing negative before they go to something like that, Taylor told a fan at GalaxyCon. Sometimes you just run into those selfish people that don't care about that. I think that's what happened to me. Somebody came to one of my shows, was in the audience sick, and probably got several people sick, man. Taylor said that he then quarantined in a Denver hotel room. Last week, Taylor told fans, "This is the worst sick I've ever been in my life. Had I not been vaccinated, I shudder to think how bad it would have been." He then urged others to get vaccinated. Taylor Swift took to Twitter on Sunday to sing the praises of Halsey's new album, If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power. "I'm blown away by Halsey's artistry and commitment to taking risks," Swift wrote to her nearly 89 million followers. "Giving us all a brave new era to dive into and explore together, If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power is out now. Please stream and buy the album." Halsey replied, "Thank you, T. It means so much." If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power is the 4th studio album from Halsey and was released on Friday. The singer and new mom described it as a concept album, and it's produced by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. We've done a fresh list on 8 things you might not know about Halsey that's available now on this podcast feed and the iHeartRadio CA YouTube. Check it out now. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week.